Good stuff. As always, Michaela, that's a tough call, the arming teachers, especially after this week. That teacher in Georgia, right, locked himself in his own classroom and was firing his gun and called, and of course, caused mass panic and everything. So, I mean, if there were an answer.
You can't base a mass decision on, I guess, there are going to be crazy people out there.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, there are going to be evil people out there no matter what you do.
That's right. Mental illness sees no age. Adolescents, adults.
Well, and I don't know that evil necessarily correlates with mental illness necessarily all the time, but there are just evil people out there. Just evil.
There are. We'll get out of that and into this. Let you know what's new for your weekend in terms of music, movies, entertainment, and everything else. Johnny Cash. Now, he spells it with an H. Johnny does. He's out with a new album today. I know you're thinking, wait, what? Yeah, it's from a live session he had in Austin back in the mid-90s. It's called A Lone Star State of Mind. It's out today. Actually, earlier this week, if I do remember correctly, it would have been his birthday. If I do remember, it may have been Tuesday. Later this month, it's a big month. On March the 16th, Scotty McCreery, his new album. Newcomer Jordan Davis will release his a week later. Remember Avril Lavigne?
Yeah,
she was always
Skater
into
Boy.
Skater Boys. Her debut album out on vinyl today, if you want a little throwback and a collector's item.
That was the only one that was good.
You can pick that up. Movies in theaters today. Red Sparrow with Jennifer Lawrence, which actually looks really good.
I've not even heard anything about it.
I'll give you a quick synopsis.
Okay.
She is picked to go into some school. It's like the Sparrow School or something. It's like the Russian version of the CIA. And she's recruited by this school, and then they use her mind and her powers to do what I think probably evil things. Red Sparrow out today. Death Wish with Bruce Willis. Don't mess with Bruce Willis's family or he'll come after you. That's basically what this movie's about. Hey, here you go. A family man becomes a vigilante killing or a vigilante killing machine, when his family is violently attacked by robbers.
Listen, if Bruce Willis is back, he survived Armageddon, he blew himself up on an asteroid, and now if he's back on Earth, you don't mess with his family.
No, he's seen it all.
Okay?
He has
Bruce
most
Willis.
Certainly seen it.
He's Hello?
Been, he's been a New York City cop, like you said, an oil driller out in the middle of the ocean, which then led him to outer space.
Mm-hmm.
Be an astronaut and blow up an asteroid.
He's got this.
And we all thought he died in that movie, but no, he's here. He is.
He jumped on one of those scattered pieces, made his way back to Earth.
He escaped death.
Yep.
He most certainly did. Still in theaters, of course. Black Panther. It's already made over $400 million. We'll see if it gets to a half a billion after weekend number three. I said a half a billion.
Wow.
Which is insane. Peter Rabbit, 50 Shades Freed, Jumanji. All those still in theaters. Out for you to rent or stream, Murder on the Orient Express. That had Johnny Depp and a bunch of others in there. Darkest Hour, just getting started. Pitch Perfect 3 is out, Michaela.
Rebel, how you doing?
Remember,
I love
she's,
her.
Does your memory serve you correctly?
36, 37, 38.
Oh, 38, good job.
I was there somewhere.
third time's the charm. It's funny, the movie for Pitch Perfect 3, they have the cast on the front. And in big bold letters up top, it says, "Last Call Pitches," as in, of course, you know what they're going with. Speaking of movies, this Sunday, the 90th Annual Academy Awards. Jimmy Kimmel hosting again. Now, remember what happened last year for, you know, the biggest award of the night, Best Picture. They announced the wrong film. Folks even went up there and grabbed the award, started to give their speech.
Oh,
and then
boy.
They're like, wait, hold up. There's something wrong.
It wasn't even Kanye.
It wasn't. That it was not. Hopefully they don't have anything like that this year. But we all know this year, there's probably going to be some sort of outfit statement by everybody. And maybe a statement with a microphone in front of their face about the whole sexual misconduct in Hollywood and everything else.
No, now it'll be about school violence.
Yeah, who knows?
They've moved on.
Who knows what they'll do this Sunday? Best Picture nominees, Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk. That film Get Out is nominated for Best Picture.
I've never watched it. The previews freaked me out. made me cringe, and I said nope.
I'm into those kind of movies, though. I mean, the whole mystery, drama, thriller.
Yeah, but that one's like horror film.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I used to love scary movies. Love them. And then, I don't know. Now I don't. It makes me, I can't do it.
Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post. That's with Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Those are all nominated for Best Picture. We'll give a little recap on Monday when we see what happens Sunday night. That leads me into, Michaela, our Facebook and Twitter poll questions for Friday. They are up. One of them has to do with the Academy Awards. Will you watch the Oscars on Sunday? What say you, Michaela Madison? You going to watch the Academy Awards Sunday night?
Mm-mm.
Don't care to see?
I got other stuff to do. I don't know what it is about awards shows. I just am not into it, unless it's like some crazy performer, and even then it's like, yeah, but I'm not there. I'm just watching it on TV.
It's not like the Grammys for me. I'll probably flip back and forth here and there between it. I want to see who wins the big awards. But 89% of you out there really could care less. You're not going to watch the Academy Awards this Sunday. Next question, which do you prefer, Winter Olympics or Summer Olympics? Of course, we have to wait a couple years, 2020, for the Summer Games. Also, the other poll question, do you agree with Dixon Walmart banning gun sales to those under the age of 21? You might be shocked with these results as of right now. On Facebook, the results are 64% of you say no, won't change anything. 36%, yes, it's a start. On Twitter, it's 50-50 right now after the poll's been up for a little more than an hour and a half. So we'll see where it's at, maybe another hour. But it's a big discrepancy on Facebook, not so much 50-50 right now. And the good old tweeter, you can find those questions on social media. Vote for yourself, comment on them if you want to. Or text your response to us on that Weaver Appliance text line.